Back to, speaking of Yapchik, imagine you're eating Yapchik in your sukkah, and you're holding on UNMMBs. So we just saw yesterday that the Gemara was talking about, we had our chart of different types of kilos and kinopos and nakwitin, and we saw that Shmuel held in version A that a kila, a canopy that is not kavua and is less than 10 tefachim tall, you are allowed to sleep in that sukkah, and you're underneath it, you're inside that canopy. But kinopos, which are very kavua and firmly attached, those are bad even if they're less than 10 tefachim tall. And nakhlitin are going to be fine as long as they're not 10 tefachim tall, even though they're attached or somewhat attached, that's going to be okay. And that's where we left off. Then we had a tangent about the guy making Shema outside of the tent. Okay. So now, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, to the top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. So, the Gemara now has an independent tangential comment to the top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Then it says, Ubayis Nami. This is a house as well. Even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, since it's permanent and it's well established, it's a solid house, ohalahu, it is considered an ohel, delogara mikinopos, it's no worse than we saw kinopos, it's well established, well attached canopy. Gara is worse than. Lo gara, it's no worse than kinopos. Right? Yeah. I don't remember that word. I don't remember, but it probably did. It's a somewhat common word. Garua, gara, garua. That's shoresh. So in terms of Kriya Shema, if a guy is, even if he's in a short house, if he sticks his head out the window, he's not going to be able to say Shema because it's considered to be all in that tent. Okay. Now we are. If
that's just a random phrase. Like, what does that have to do?
Logara? Oh, that was it was on the Kriya Shema thing. It was a tangent off the Kriya Shema thing at the bottom of the
Kriya Shema.
Because
you
say
even the thing before the Kriya Shema, no?
Well, it was a combination of related. Even though it's short, since it's kavua, it's considered a house. For if you're saying Shema with your head out the window, it won't help. So it's, yeah, based. It's
meaning it's not going to be a big piece of clothing.
Correct.
If it's
correct. It's not going to be a big baggy shirt. It'll be considered a ohel. Yeah. We got to the very bottom of Yidam Abayz.
Yes,
He does possible independently. Well, the Gemara is going to compare. Now it starts on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the second line. This is Lishna Achrina, Lamed Aleph, Lishna Achrina. So another Lashon. That is going to quote Shmuel, slightly different than it did last night. So we have again column A in the chart. I have an extra. If anybody doesn't have one, I have a backup one.
Yeah, mine.
I have one backup. Okay. So we said in version A again that an unestablished unkavua kila is fine as long as it's not 10 tefachim. Firmly attached one is bad even if it's not 10 tefachim, and nakhlitin are okay because they are not really a roof as long as they're less 10 tefachim. So that's Lishna Achrina. Lishna Achrina Amri Lo Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel Motor Lishan Bekilas Chasanim. You're allowed to sleep in a chasan canopy. This is some sort of loose canopy they had around the bed. The sukkah, even in the sukkah. Lefi she'ein la gag, because the canopy doesn't have a roof. This, yeah, right. This is image four. If you look on the official,
because it's
correct. It's a teepee style thing. It's image four down there. It's loosely attached. And says the Gemara in this version, Af al pi shigavo asara.
Even though it's
10 tefachim tall, it's going to be kosher. So that's that bottom image. The kilos chasanim, even if it's 10 plus tefachim tall, since it doesn't have a square roof, it's going to be okay. Great question. Baksha Kivanta. Basically, well, it's coming from saying. Basically, asks the Gemara, wait a second. Hayashin Bekila. If a person sleeps in a canopy, Bisoka, lo yotze defavaso. You're not yotze. So answers the Gemara, no hakamo askina bishiyesh lagag. What are we talking about? In that case, that has a roof. That's why in the top, you look at the top of column A, column B. Yesterday, in column A, the first version, the terrible thing about, the terrible thing about, the thing that makes a canopy bad was 10 equals bad. Somebody asked me yesterday, what does it mean 10 equals bad? That sheet held that being 10 fucking tall is terrible. Column B, the issue is that they hold a gag is bad, meaning a flat roof of a tefach width. TP triangle things are good, and flat roofs are bad. So here, when they asked, they said it could be as tall as you want, as long as it's a TP. When they asked, what do you mean? This we have a kasha that there's another type of canopy that's no good. So the answer is, no, that type of canopy does not have a roof. Does have a roof, and our canopy does not have a roof. Yesterday we were busy saying that one's tall, ours is short. Now we're saying that one's roofed, and ours is not. Fine. The Gemara brings a proof now. Toshma. Nakliten Shnayim Vikinokos Arba. That we saw this yesterday. Nakliten, that's image 3, yeah. And Vikinokos is Arba, that's image 2. Pires Agabi Kinokos Psula. If you spread the tenth thing, the canopy over the kinopos, that's image 2, it's no good. Algabi Nakliten Kshera on the 2, the TP style, like image 3, is fine. As long as the Nakliten are not 10 tefachim off the bed, like we saw yesterday. Asks the Gemara, Hagivohim in Amita Asara Psula. But if they would be 10 tefachim above, that would be bad. So how is our Shita going to deal with that? Because our Shita now is saying anything that is TP is fine, even over 10 tefachim, anything triangular is fine. But we see this Brisa says that triangular and Akliten are bad if they're more than 10 tefachim. It could be anything our Shita holds. This Lashon is holding.
But it's not the two
that... Yes. It can be more than 10.
It can.
Shmuel said it could. Shmuel said, Lefi she'ein la gag, af al pi, she gave la asara. So that's in our image 4. I drew a triangular, 10 plus. If you go over to column B, we're saying, because it has no gag, that's what I wrote, no gag with a check. Since there's no gag, like, just a... This is the thing over here. Mine's the color. But, what? Yeah, ignore that for now. But, 10 tefachim plus, since there's no gag, it's going to get a check. It's fine. Kasha is not completed. Also has no gag, and it says it has to be lower than 10 tefachim.
But that's not according to Shmuel?
It's a brisa. Has to be according to Shmuel. Shmuel's going to have to deal with it. Also, I asked the Gemara, how could Shmuel say above 10 is fine? I'm thinking they're bad above 10 even triangular. Answers the Gemara. Shiny Nakliten. I might have skipped a few words. Yeah, Afu Shein Lagag. That it said Nakliten are bad at 10 Tefachim. Afu Shein Lagag. Shiny Nakliten Dikvii. No, Nakliten are Kvii. Now, if you look in column B, 3. If you look at the interaction, the intersect of 3 and B. So Nakliten, since they're somewhat Kvii. At 10 tefachim, it's going to be problematic. Image 4 has no gag and is not kvi at all. But nakliten are somewhat kvi, it's somewhat attached to the bed, so that's going to be a problem as long as 10 tefachim. Number 4 is not. Right. Three is somewhat attached. It's somewhat three. So, yeah, something like that. I mean, I drew those because I can't picture exactly what it is. Yeah, I don't know how they're Covey, though. I made up that it's like, you know, I put those balls on top. I don't know. I made that up, though. I don't know how. I don't exactly how I know it's three. It's just my indication of three. I don't know what it is. Maybe attached to the floor better. I don't know what it is. Esimara. Wait a second. You're telling me that Nakhlitid are Kvi, that's why they can't be 10 Tzalkim tall. Ikvi, Lehavi Kikinophos. If they are well attached, they should be as bad as Kinophos. And remember, Kinophos, it said are bad, yeah, even at 5 or whatever.
So, like, not as Kinophos.
Answers the Gemara, Magabi Kinophos. In comparison to Kinophos, low kvi, they're not very firm. Legabi kila kvi, but when it comes to a canopy, they are considered firm. Thus, in column B, yeah, so let's look at it in the image here. In column B, picture 4, there's no gog, and it's not kvi at all, so it's good no matter how tall. Picture 3, the Nakhlitid, are somewhat kvi, so at 10, it's possible. Picture 2 is super kvi, so it's always possible, even if it's going to be less than 10.
So 3, it's kind of kvi, it's only on the only over 10.
Right.
But the 4 is not kvi at all.
So it's always fine.
Less than number 1.
Number 1 is bad, and this sheet took it as a roof.
Wait. No.
That's our switch. It's always terrible. Under 10, over 10, roof is bad. So again, so to read those lines again, so Tashma, let's go 6 lines back. Tashma, Nakhlitid, Shnayim, Kinophos, Arba. Piri, Tegabi, Kinophos, Sula. Agami, Nakhlitid, Sheira. Ubilvad, Shelo, Yu, Nakhlitid, Givoy, Minamita, Asara, Tzvachim. Ha, Givoy, Minamita, Asara, is Sula, Apopisha, Ein Lo Gag. So how come you're telling me that 10 is only bad with a gog, but 10 without a gog is fine? No. Shiny Nakhlitid the Kvi. Nakhlitid have a Kvi-ness to them, so at 10 they're bad. Ah, Ikvi. We have a Kikinophos that are always bad, even at 3, whatever. No. Lagabi Kinophos, in comparison to Kinophos, low Kvi. So they're only Kvi enough that at 10 it's bad. Lagabi Kilo, they are Kvi, thus at 10 it's bad. Whereas Kila, Kilas Chasanim can be as tall as you want. It's so not Kvi, it's okay. So Kilas Chasanim has no problems. It has no Kvi-ness at all, so it can go sky high. Kinophos are so Kvi, they don't even get off the ground. Nakhlitid are Kvi enough that if you throw in another problem and it's tall, it'll be considered a real OL. Now, it's not totally clear in the Gemara, but Tosfos, that's the bracketed things, Tosos points out, Avi, I take back something I said before. I take back a statement I said before. Look at the intersection of B1, coordinates B1, sunk your Kila. So, Tosos points out, Shmuel, let's say it has a root, but it's less than 10. What would you say about that? I just forgot this. Tosos points out, Shmuel, the Mishnah says if you sleep under a bed, you are not Yotze, Sukkah. Tirgum Shmuel, Shmuel translated that Mishnah as a bed that's 10 Tzalkim tall. So we know as a fact, Shmuel holds it's not a problem to be under a bed less than 10 Tzalkim tall.
What is a Mitzah like?
No, a bed, regular bed like we have. Regular bed, flat bed. Yeah, it's okay unless it's 10 Tzalkim tall.
You mean sleep under a bed?
On the floor, sleep on the floor, under the bed. Why is the guy doing that? I don't know.
What? I don't get it. Why is that not okay?
In the sukkah? What?
What's wrong with sleeping on a mattress?
Nobody's underneath the bed.
That's what I'm saying, you're under a bed?
Yeah, you're sleeping on the floor under the bed. Picture your bed. That plastic Tupperware thing you have in there, it's called the Rubbermaid thing with your socks in it.
Yeah.
He's not yet. He pulls it out. He sleeps underneath the bed. On the floor.
Oh, he's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. He's weird.
Oh,
he's not weird. He, Patsamelat Tophel, Belaris Tishan, Takaki Daka Chatora, the Bishop Regal with salt, boy of bread and water, sleep on the floor, but, yeah, whatever. I was one of my kids I once found, I think, asleep underneath his bed. And they're playing underneath, he fell under his bed. Very scary. You know, where's the kid? Oh, he's under the bed. But people see him under the bed. So he did it, so he's sleeping under the bed. So Tir Gama Shmuel. But so the Shmuel translated that Mishnah as only being a problem with a sense of control. So we know for sure that Shmuel holds an 8 tefach bed that you're underneath is fine. So he cannot possibly say a square top tequila is bad less than 10 tefachim. We know he holds up to 10 tefachim fine. So, meaning there's two Tosas doing this. They must have made this chart. Maybe they made pictures, maybe they didn't. Or in their heads, they made the chart in their heads. And they realize there's two spots that aren't spoken about. In language A, the bottom one is not discussed. And in language B, picture one is not discussed. So which one are they arguing about? If it's picture one, that would be against Shmuel's own statement about the Mishnah, about the bed. So he must think that a less than 10, even a square top, is fine. Yeah, meaning in Mishnah A, we spoke about pictures 1, 2, and 3. They came up in the Gemara. In Mishnah 2, in Mishnah B, we spoke about pictures 2, 3, and 4. Yeah, we never mentioned picture 1 in language B, and we never mentioned picture 4 in language A. So we don't know, but do they both agree? Language A and language B. The two versions of Shmuel. Do they both agree that they're fine? Both agree that they're bad? Or maybe they argue. They're just not talked about. So we have to try to deduce what they would hold in those cases. So the Gemara says, so Tosas points out that picture 1, language B, cannot possible because Shmuel himself holds that underneath a bed, if it's less than 10 tefachim, is fine. So you can't possibly say language A is bad, because these two are two languages within Shmuel. But there's a third statement Shmuel made, unrelated to this, just about that Mishnah. Sleeping under a bed is okay, less than 10 tefachim at all. If he said that's fine, he would have to agree picture 1 is okay. The only other thing, what? Because that's essentially picture 1. Instead of being underneath a short bed is fine, so on a bed underneath a short canopy is fine. It's the same concept. Even though it has a roof. Yeah. But picture 4, which is a tall teepee style, Tosas points out language A would hold as bad, because after all, 10 equals bad. Is there a sequel splitter tonight? Yes, there is. I did not even realize there was a single sister today. Okay. Wait.
Okay, sure, everybody.